You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. California is making its way towards going green. The latest data by the state shows that almost a fifth of cars sold in 2022 were zero-emission vehicles. In fact, our state is home to 40% of all electric vehicle sales in the country. So it's no wonder that a major international electric car semiconductor manufacturer would choose California to expand production. And the city of Roseville is where it will happen if a major deal announced last week is approved by federal regulators. The tech company is Bosch and it's based in Germany. It announced that it's buying Roseville's TSI semiconductors and will invest $1.5 billion into upgrading its facility and training its existing workforce. Bosch, as we're going to learn, makes essential chips that electric vehicles use to charge and recharge their batteries. And this, of course, is exciting news for Roseville, which continues to be one of the fastest growing cities in California. We're excited to have Roseville's Economic Development Director, Melissa Aguiano, to talk about what this means. And we also welcome Paul Thomas with Mobility Solutions for the Americas at Bosch to talk about why Roseville. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Paul, I want to start with you, and let's lead with Bosch, because the logo may be familiar to some, and so is the name. But what does Bosch make, and how do your products touch really our everyday lives? We may not think of semiconductors on a daily basis if we don't work in the industry that you work in.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. Thank you for having me, first and foremost, Vicky. It's a pleasure to join you both on this call today. Bosch is a rather large company with multinational types of products that we deliver. We work primarily in the automotive industry, but we also have products that are in home appliances. We also provide power tools into the market, along with various heating and cooling solutions throughout the world. Automotive, though, is the area that we're really concentrating on with this pursuit into TSI. And hopefully, you know, the semiconductors that we'll be making there will make their way into automotive applications throughout the world.
You know, given that you are part of the mobility industry, what exactly is the mobility industry?
So, you know, the mobility industry in its simplest terms could have been defined a few years ago as just if you made a car, that would be considered the automotive industry. But as we move into the mobility industry, we're looking at a broader sense of moving people and goods around the world. And to move people and goods around the world, you need different various levels of mobility concepts, which could revolve around the electrification of the automobile, the connection of services and people to different technologies throughout the world, and also making it more easy and frictionless for people to get around in a way that's more convenient and is better for CO2 consumption and better for the lives of people, right? So mobility is really grasping at all of that, making it easier, making it better for life, and ensuring that we're taking the environment into consideration as well.
And the reason why we're having this conversation is because this involves electric vehicles. So what do these chips do that will be eventually made in Roseville?
Yeah, so the chips that we hope to make in Roseville will be the chips that are used in electric vehicles in the conversion of power in its simplest forms. And you need a very specific manufacturing facility to make these chips, which we call silicon carbide. And the facility in Roseville provides us with a very good base and a very good opportunity to start from a location that has tremendous amount of great labor in place today, along with a lot of experts, and also a very good relationship with the local utilities and the local government that helps us look at this and say, you know, we can make silicon carbide chips and put them into electric vehicles or vehicles that need to convert power in different ways. And the silicon carbide makes that a much more efficient system so that your electric vehicle can have more range, can have more functionality. And of course, then you reduce the amount of energy that you consume to get from point A to point B.
Okay. Well, when Bosch announced that it's buying Roseville's TSI semiconductors, that means that the infrastructure is there, right? And it's going to be upgraded to Bosch's liking, you know, if this deal goes through. I understand the details of the deal were not made public, but what made TSI semiconductors, this facility, interesting for an investment for your company?
Yeah, I mean, the location, you know, in Roseville has been around since 1954. And when we look at what TSI has done, they've built up, you know, vast expertise in semiconductor production throughout the years. You know, we want to integrate the expertise that TSI has already into our Bosch manufacturing network. And this California facility at the moment will offer over 10,000 square feet of clean room space. And, you know, as we look at the market, the demand for semiconductors will continue to increase. And we believe that the market will grow by over 30% per year. And by doing this, this planned acquisition, of course, we will need to invest, as you mentioned, Vicki, around $1.5 billion to retool the facility to produce this next generation of silicon carbide technology.
Okay, Melissa, that brings me to you because you're with the city of Roseville, right? So I would imagine when you get a call hearing that a major international tech company is going to invest $1.5 billion in your community, the reaction is probably good.
Absolutely. Well, first, thank you for having me this morning. It's great to be here. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, TSI has been a longstanding valued partner in our business community. So we were really excited when we heard of Bosch's interest in continuing that partnership and their interest in potentially expanding that site.
When it comes down to $1.5 billion, that's pretty hard to visualize. But how does this investment ultimately trickle down or have a domino effect on surrounding communities?
Well, one of our main roles in economic development is to really support the growth in prominent industry sectors, and primarily in those tradable sectors, those sectors that bring outside dollars. They sell goods and services outside of our region and bring new dollars in. This certainly is one of those areas we have listed in our economic development strategic plan as an area of opportunity for us to focus on. And so we do know, and we hope and anticipate that this type of investment comes with an increased amount of jobs, increased sales and property tax as it relates to the investments in the property, interest from other, you know, businesses and industries that that are relatable in this cluster activity. Those are the types of things we see. And you're correct that economic development really doesn't just happen at a local level. It really happens at a regional level. And so we see this as a real big win for the entire region.
Right, because it's not like just, you know, things that happen in Roseville just stay in Roseville, right?
Correct.
When it comes to the city, it's one of the fastest growing cities in the state. So what is it about Roseville that makes it a lucrative area, an interesting area for not only residents, but companies like Bosch to want to invest in the city?
Yeah, we have been one of the fastest growing cities in California. We've had a great advantage of being one of those cities. One of the things about Roseville is we're a full service city. We own and operate and all of our utilities, electric, water, stormwater, drainage, all of that.
And gas, too?
And not gas.
Okay,
that's the one
right.
thing we don't. But it gives us a little bit of an advantage. One, we're able to, not from a utility side, we're able to provide not only affordable utilities as a publicly owned utility entity, but also reliable utilities, which we know is increasingly important these days as it relates to power outages and rollouts. And so we provide affordable and reliable utilities. We also have invested in our infrastructure to be able to provide the utility demands that are needed. On the service side, as a full service city, we're really able to, you know, businesses and investors alike want one thing, consistency and certainty. And from a process standpoint, as a full service city, we're able to offer that because we're able to keep and control most of the processes in-house.
Paul, when it comes to Bosch, I mean, you want to be up and running in Roseville in about 3 years, $1.5 billion investment. How ambitious is that in the semiconductor industry?
Yeah, I mean, one of the reasons why we really were excited about this site was, first, you to ramp up a new site, let's say in a greenfield location, may have taken us a lot longer and had a much more inherent risk. When we looked at the team in Roseville in the facility, first, the team has lots of energy and there's lots of experts at the location, and you know, they just really enjoy working in Roseville, and they enjoy what they've done over the past 10 to 15 years. And if you look at the tenure of some of the best associates, there's really good people there. And you can't find that that often when you move to a location that will, let's say, be a greenfield spot. The other thing is when you look at the expertise in place and as the equipment that we will be putting into the facility, you need that base of know-how. And if you do that without the base of know-how, there's inherent risks, of course. And because the market is growing so fast and we don't want to be behind, this was a very, very advantageous way for us to potentially enter the market faster. So it may take us 3 years, like you mentioned, in 2026 is when we want to make our first deliveries out of the facility. And there were inherent risks about doing it in a greenfield location that the Roseville TSI location met more of our requirements.
What happens in the meantime with this existing location? Does it pause what it's doing or can it continue to operate?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to continue to operate, of course. We have, they have existing customers. They have existing things that they need to maintain. That the management team there will continue to support us as well as we begin making the renovations that we need to do to be ready for silicon carbide in 2026.
You know, there's also investment and incentives from the state as well as the federal government. Last year, the Biden administration passed the CHIPS and Science Act, and that essentially offers tax breaks and other incentives for semiconductor companies like Bosch so that manufacturing can happen here in the United States. What role did the CHIPS Act play in Bosch's decision to invest in the United States and ultimately in Roseville?
Yeah, I mean, the interesting thing is, you know, we're looking forward to closing this deal here soon, right? We're still in the process of closing it. But I will tell you that government funding, the CHIPS and Science Act and California Competes is very important for us. The full scope of our investment, you know, is heavily dependent on federal and state funding opportunities, including CHIPS. So this is a way for us to, again, add necessary global capacity in silicon carbide to take advantage of existing workforce and a great location, and also, you know, try to take it, I won't use the word take advantage, but use the government and federal topics that we have available to us.
You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking about the high-tech jobs that are coming to Roseville with the announcement that the semiconductor manufacturer Bosch is planning to invest $1.5 billion here. Melissa Aguiano is with the city of Roseville and Paul Thomas is with Bosch. Okay, Melissa, we know that this deal was the result of a collaboration between Roseville, but also areas outside of Roseville. There are important groups like the Greater Sacramento Economic Council. They work tirelessly to lure businesses to our area. So talk about that relationship and how it really helped get this deal to the finish line.
I mentioned earlier, you know, economic development really happens at a regional level. Greater Sacramento Economic Council has been a real instrumental partner in bringing all of the cities and counties in the six county region together to really push forward and elevate the Sacramento region as a place to do business. And so we work hand in hand with our partners at GSEC. We work hand in hand with our partners at their educational institutions, higher education institutions, as well as our workforce development partners. It really is a collaborative effort where we're really highlighting and promoting kind of our best value propositions as a region and what we can bring to the table to help our businesses succeed.
Yeah, you bring up a really important point when it comes down to higher education, because we're talking about tech jobs, right? Mm-hmm. And there are two, well, there are multiple universities in our area. How is Roseville working with local universities to keep local talent local and not getting stolen from other cities that also want to develop their economies as well?
Absolutely. Well, I think that is the key win out of economic development. If you can keep your talent and your labor here, and there are opportunities for people to work and live in the region, that is the prime opportunity we're striving for. We work hand in hand with not only the universities, but as I mentioned, our workforce development partners. But the key piece is bringing our industry partners. And that's another area where GSEC has been instrumental in not only bringing the public municipalities together, but also bringing industry partners to the table. We recently launched a talent pipeline management program with our Roseville Area Chamber of Commerce. It's a workforce development program through the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation. And it's really an industry-led initiative focused on ensuring that the industries are aligned in their workforce development efforts, but that also that the workforce development partners, the training and skilled institutions, as well as the universities and educational facilities are also aligned with what our workforce partners need and what our industry leaders are looking for from a work, from a training and skills perspective.
I brought up the CHIPS Act to Paul, and that's obviously an understandable incentive for businesses to invest in the U.S. And in California. How does cities like Roseville look to capitalize on something like the CHIPS Act?
Well, we do know from what we understand and what we how it's written currently, we do know that the CHIPS Act will require a significant level of local participation and leverage as it relates to a competitive application for Bosch. And so we are prepared and looking at exploring opportunities at how we may be able to contribute to that application process to ensure Bosch is successful in their application. That is going to include a very collaborative effort, not only with the city, but with our partners at the county, with GSEC, with the universities, and again, our workforce development partners.
Yeah, and we haven't really crossed the finish line yet, right? Because we still need to get that approved by federal regulators. So, Paul, what are the next steps in this process?
Yeah, I think, you know, the next steps in the process really are to follow through with the federal regulators, make sure we get into that process. Also, you know, staying real close with the TSI leadership team that is in place and make sure that everything, you know, stays as they want it to be. But I think we've got to wait and see what happens along those lines related to the approval. Mm-hmm. I did want to comment on one thing related to the community. One thing about Bosch is, you know, we're an organization that when we're in a community, we also like to live in the community the way that we do it. We see Roseville as a good match for the way that we handle associates, the way that we deal with direct labor, and what we do with apprentice programs and partnerships with local schools and universities. So we see lots of opportunities as well based upon what Melissa had said, that we will also be engaged in the community if we are in the community.
You know, and there's a larger conversation taking place in the state when it comes to just climate initiatives, which are pretty ambitious. Paul, given that you have your finger on the pulse of green mobility, we started this segment with the latest numbers showing California buys, I think, 40% of all ZEVs. Those are zero emission vehicles in the country. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to California's ZEV market, specifically even maybe Northern California, I mean, you're choosing to invest in Roseville, which is good. But what are some of the challenges that remain with it, with increasing those numbers in the coming years?
Yeah, I mean, when you look at the increase of electrified mobility in the region that we live in, right, there's multiple different challenges. One, of course, is the supply chain. Related to, can you make enough batteries? Can you localize the materials? That's probably the first and foremost problem. And then you have to look at the infrastructure. How does the public charge their vehicle? Is the grid strong enough? Is there energy available? And then there'll also be discussions about what technology is necessary to achieve ZEV or to achieve a zero emission type vehicle. Is it full battery electric? Is it some level of plug-in hybrid? So, you know, Vicky, there's lots of challenges. First and foremost, we have to find the most efficient way and economical way to build the vehicles, because if people can't afford them, they won't buy them. And then once you're able to produce the vehicle at a reasonable scale and price point, then you have to be able to have the infrastructure and the ability to charge them. And electromobility is coming. You know, Bosch participates in both the electromobility, and we also participate heavily in the conventional ICE engine. And we're balancing both of those technologies in the best way to continue to developing both of them to be better for the environment. Whether you're running a gasoline engine or whether you're running an electric machine, we want them both to be the best possible for the environment.
Finally, Melissa, since last week's announcement, has your phone been ringing a bit more? More emails?
Absolutely. It's always great to make national news for great reasons.
Well, Melissa and Paul, thank you so much for the conversation. It was really interesting.
Thank you, Vicky.
Thank you, Vicky. Thank you,
thank
Melissa.
Thank you, Paul.
And that is Melissa Aguiano, the Economic Development Director for the City of Roseville, and Paul Thomas is the Executive Vice President of Mobility Solutions for the Americas at Bosch. Still ahead, a new cooking competition is out, and it's highlighting the food and culture of young immigrants. One of the contestants is from Stockton. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.